With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. An armed man was shot and killed at Mar-a-Lago Sunday by the Secret Service.
The Secret Service shot and killed a man armed with a shotgun and fuel can after entering the secure perimeter of Mar-a-Lago, President Trump's resort in Palm Beach, Florida, Sunday around 1:30 in the morning. Although Trump often spends weekends there, he was at the White House, this time with the First Lady. The Palm Beach County Sheriff says the man was ordered to drop what he was carrying, but only put down the paint can and raised the shotgun. That's when the sheriff says Secret Service and a deputy shot him. The suspect, who was in his early 20s and from North Carolina, was reported missing a few days ago by his family. Investigators believe he left North Carolina, headed south, picking up the shotgun along the way. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is safe after another incident at his Florida estate Sunday morning. Blizzard warnings are issued for New York City, Jersey, Boston, and other communities along the East Coast as a late winter storm approaches.
National Weather Service officials have increased their assessment of the potential severity of this coming storm. Forecasters anticipated this weather system to be less ferocious only days earlier. Meteorologists say as much as 2 feet of snow could possibly fall. Forecasters have issued blizzard warnings for New York City, Long Island, and southern Connecticut.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. A former Obama advisor issues a terrifying vow if Democrats take back power.
Susan Rice warned that a future Democratic administration will seek to hold accountable corporations, institutions, and elites who supported Donald Trump. Rice emphasized that there will be, in her words, no forgive and forget approach. She's signaling subpoenas and an accountability agenda targeting perceived allies of Donald Trump. Bob Agner reporting.
This is SRN News. A new report on confession.
According to data published by Religion Unplugged, 44% of American churchgoers confess their sins to God every day, and another 26% do so several times each week. Scott McConnell of Lifeway Research says this is a good sign, adding, quote, "The confession of sins to God is countercultural. Today, many people in America want to set their own moral compass, but we see large numbers of churchgoers acknowledging God's authority in their lives." Michael Harrington reporting.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is backing Viktor Orban ahead of Hungary's April election during a visit to Budapest. Other conservatives in the U.S. and Europe admire Orban and his efforts to enshrine traditional values in Hungary. He has campaigned hard against the LGBT agenda, effectively banning same-sex adoption and same-sex marriage and barring people who are living as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. The Chicago Bears may be moving to Indiana.
The Bears appear closer to relocating from Soldier Field to a new stadium in Hammond, Indiana, after frustrations over delays and legislative inaction in Illinois. Indiana officials led by Governor Mike Braun have fast-tracked plans and legislation to secure the NFL team, positioning the state as a pro-growth alternative to Illinois' political gridlock.
Keith Peters reporting. Thousands of nurses at a major New York hospital system have approved a new contract, voting to end a strike after more than a month. The nurses' union announced the vote results Saturday. More than 4,000 nurses in the privately run New York Presbyterian system have been on strike since January 12th. They are now due to start returning to work in the coming week. The union called the New York State Nurses Association and the hospital system said they had reached a deal. More details, SRNnews.com.